Wishing you a really beautiful Monday and a lovely week ahead. I just thought it was really apt that this month we are doing a topic all about aligning with our soul's path, understanding that a little bit more, because today is actually the 11th of November, which is the 11th of the 11th month, or 11-11. So I'm sure you read a lot about the numbers 11-11, whether 11-11 comes up on your phone in terms of the time, or you just see that a lot, and you probably hear a lot of people mentioning it. And sometimes these things can seem a little bit gimmicky, let's say, where we're not completely sure what it means. But 11-11 is a really powerful number around being fully in alignment, actually, with where you're supposed to be, about your soul's energy having the ability to open up and therefore create and manifest exactly what it is that you wish and exactly what you wish for. So today is actually a really beautiful day to focus on what it is that you want to bring in. Now, a lot of times when we're focusing on what we want to bring in, we can forget that what we already currently have is in perfect order, and we are exactly where we are meant to be right now at this time in our soul's evolution and in your path in your life right now. And all of last week, as we started this topic, I really wanted you to look at kind of the repetitive things that were coming up of situations you may be struggling with over and over again. Looking at the gratitude you had for different lessons that were coming up in your life. And also, you know, I sent a meditation over the weekend of aligning with your soul to take that time to surrender a little bit and to come into connection with yourself as well. So there's been a lot going on, as I said, energetically since around April of this year. And actually, it's been like monumental changes for people over the last 7 years, actually. But I've never in my life, actually, and in all the work that I've done for the past 10 years, 11 years, actually, at this stage, seen such powerful and stressful energy altogether. It's like pushing us to a completely different way of being, a completely different way of living. And as I said earlier on in these teachings last week, it's also not allowing us to ignore or avoid anything that's very, very prominent within our soul's path, of which we need to learn about. And also those things in our day-to-day life, whether it's emotional, physical, mental, whatever, that we have to deal with. So I know, and even like I spent all day Saturday doing readings, face-to-face readings, and it was just really interesting to see the continuous repetitive theme in everybody's cards that day, all about this energy of nurture, nourishing, and actually being in the divine feminine energy. So the divine feminine, they say, is the energy that's starting to come back in, which is the flow, the ease, the gentleness, the compassion, and the softness. And it's very interesting. We all have masculine and feminine energy, but it's about coming into our feminine more. And even for men to go into their feminine more, you know, in my readings over the weekend, I had two men, and actually both an Empress card and a Queen of Pentacles, which always represent feminine energy to me on a deeper level, came up for them, which was quite interesting. But with this 11-11 today, it's a day for manifesting, for opening your heart. And we're following it up by a full moon under Taurus tomorrow. And then this is a time to cut ties with everything that weighs us down, to find closure and to manifest the new. But it's not just manifesting new things like, oh, I want a new car, I want a new job, or I want this, or I want that, and I want to get that. That's not what this really manifesting it's about. It's like manifesting the life that you are meant to be living, to manifesting the purpose, manifesting that good feeling, and all of those wonderful things can come after it. So with the heart opening and activation, you can set clear intentions that then align the desires of your heart and mind together. And that's really what this is about. So today, just taking a small little, I suppose, detour out of what we're doing on our soul's path, but it's very connected to our soul's path at the same time, I want you to write down what your intentions are, and I want you to be intentional about what your intention is. So it's not just like writing it down on a piece of paper, but it's like, I really want to do this and to bring this and to feel this. And that's what I want you to experience, is the feeling element of it. So for me, I've been going through this period of like, when everything to shift out of my body. So I know I've talked a lot about doing fertility treatments over the last almost 2 years now, and I've decided to stop it, maybe permanently, or just at least have a break for the moment. And All I wanted was I could hear my body nearly screaming, like, I need a break. And not a mental break, it was just a break from the toxic stuff I had to put into my body through medication. But also I was feeling it in my body of, like, I really want to shift out from a food perspective. Like, I wanted to find some sort of a plan that I could transform my body and not like a diet as such, you know. And I did find that. And today I decided it was a well, over the weekend, I decided that today would be a perfect day to start that. So like a nourish and nurture and transformation 30 days for myself to bring me up to the start of December and to just clear out everything that's not right in my body and realign it, reset it. And I've also been just started a few weeks ago acupuncture and craniosacral therapy, and I'm going to be starting herbs this week with him, the guy that does it. And it's like every part of just like, this is what I need. Now, that's what I need. Obviously, we all have different needs, but it's about like, that would be screaming at me that I've needed to do all of this for a long time and yet would have gone through that fertility journey, hate that word, but you know, fertility path, like, not doing that stuff as well as other things. And then when something doesn't work, we're kind of like, okay, well, what's left? Is it an acceptance that this isn't my soul's path to have children, or an acceptance of it is my soul's path, actually, I'm not going to get it by not actually doing what's completely and utterly right for me. So there's a few things on top of the intention setting. I am starting this nurture, nourish and transform 30-day I don't want to call it a challenge because that feels like a really hard word, but just 30 days of nurturing, nourishing and transforming. So over on my Facebook page and my Instagram pages, I'm going to be putting up posts every single day for the next 30 days around this. There's not going to be like links to download or anything like that. It's just going to be me talking about it, checking in with where I'm at. So if you fancy joining me for that, please do come over to Facebook or Instagram today and have a look at what I'm talking about and join in and, like, you know, let me know. I feel the reason I'm putting it on social media initially was because I was like, that will keep me accountable, but also then I thought, well, other people would maybe like to join on board with this. So today is your intention, and the intention of what your soul truly needs at this time. I sent you questions last week saying, what does my soul need? What's my soul calling me to do? And I remember actually this time last year, myself and my friend went to a spiritual teacher, Rebecca Campbell, in a hotel for the day, and she works with all the soul stuff as well. And one of the questions she asked was, what is my soul calling me to do? And how am I going to do that? And we had to sit and write that and then talk to a complete stranger about it. And it was like really uncomfortable. But like, I wrote down very simple things, which was nourish myself through my food, meditate, play the piano. They were the three things I wrote down. And when I look back to 12 months of since I wrote that down, and I have it, we had to wrap it around a crystal and I have it up in my room with my other crystals, I like have not fully done that. Like, I do meditate a lot. I do play the piano and I do watch what I eat, but it's all sporadically and it's not consistently, or it goes great for a couple of weeks and then, oh, I'm off for a couple of weeks. So it's about really doing what's right. Like, I would have a routine of getting up and I could have a shower, wash my hair, condition my hair, all that. That's like my normal thing. I do that every single day. I couldn't get up and not have my shower kind of straight away. It just wouldn't feel right to me. So I'm like, well, why can't we do these things that we need to do as part of that? Like, why is it not that important? And that's part of nurturing and nourishing and transforming your soul's energy. So I know I've talked about a few different things, probably gone off on a bit of a tangent in places there, but I hope all of that makes sense. Please utilize the energy today and tomorrow as well. Tomorrow is a really, really powerful full moon. It's really powerful. It's one of the most powerful we've had this year. And they have been powerful already. And it's our second last one in 2019 before we finish this decade. So there's a lot going on here. And I really just feel from my own experience and from people I'm reading for and friends I'm talking to, everybody seems to be going through something quite big, transformative. And if we can align with that and go with that and embrace that, it's a game changer. And I fully encourage you and would love to see you embracing it yourself and starting off with the intentional intentions that you're going to set today. So I wish you a beautiful day. Sorry if I've waffled on for too long, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.